Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Angus Forrest, Executive Chairman of Acuity RM Group. Welcome back, Angus.
Thank you very much, Phil and Kevin, for giving me this opportunity to talk to your subscribers today.
Absolutely. So Acuity just reported impressive results for the 9 months ending December 2023, with record revenues of approximately $1.4 million and a 44% increase in sales orders, marking strong growth since the acquisition of Acuity Risk Management Limited in April 2023. The company secured its largest ever contract valued at $561,000 and achieved an 85% contract renewal rate in 2023. The forward contracted revenue stood at $2.9 million, indicating a promising outlook. Acuity's partnerships network expanded significantly, collaborating with established partners and appointing new ones, fostering a pipeline of potential sales prospects worth £7.9 million by the end of 2023. Furthermore, the recent contract worth $105,000 reaffirms the company's growth trajectory. Sounds like things are progressing well, Angus.
Well, I think that we have done an awful lot of spade work before we got to this result. And it takes time to build, first of all, a pipeline and then to convert the pipeline. These sales are to large corporations or other organizations, and they have a lot of infrastructure that we've got to talk to. So it's probably more than one department. They've got to get budget. They've got to argue amongst themselves. We probably are competing against other software providers, and a sale can take more than a year. So it does take time, but I think all the indicators, as far as I'm concerned, are moving forward. And the one which you might point out, which is the renewals have dropped slightly, but that's actually easily explainable. There are one or two very small customers who are spending £2,000 or £3,000 a year with us who have discontinued, and I think a couple who are spending sort of £10,000 a year. And most of our customers now spend £40,000 to £50,000 a year or even more. So I don't want to ever see a customer go, but that's the reason. And I don't think that will recur in future, because we're getting bigger and we're stickier. As people spend more, it is that they've bought in more and they are more reliant on us than some of the smaller ones.
So Angus, you've 900,000 plus in the bank, with obviously contracts as they roll over going to continue to be paid. So how does that leave you in terms of cash flow? I mean, we talked before the new year that you expect it to be cash flow positive, not profitable, I hence to add, in the first 6 months. So has something hastened this to allow you to have cash?
This is a big boost, and I make absolutely no qualms about saying it's a big boost. We did get some advance payment from our biggest order, more than we would normally expect to get, but there's still further to go in that account. So that's helped. And I think it means that we don't have to go for a placing. We don't have to raise more money. We can continue on without doing so, unless there are opportunities which are going to grow shareholder value and build the business over a short term.
That's what every CEO has to say, Angus, that just in case. But what you're saying is you probably almost certainly don't need to raise now because you've had this cash up front. And this should take you to cash flow positive, which means you will then have a positive cash flow in your bank account going forward.
That is correct. You can see we have a very strong sales pipeline. So that, I think, gives considerable confidence to my saying that the information I supplied to you at the end of last year about being cash flow positive from the end of this half year should be delivered. We don't know what's going to happen really in the second half, but we do know that we are building gradually month by month. Doesn't work quite like that, but if you took it by quarter by quarter, we are building quarter by quarter.
Yeah, I mean, that was my next point that I was going to make, actually. This sales pipeline from, I mean, if we just look at the last 12 months, you've moved from 3 million to 7.9 million in the pipeline. And obviously, you've converted some of 3 million as well. So it has exponentially grown. You know, you've grown 165% pipeline growth. I mean, literally, God forbid you did that again, you'd have a 20 million pound pipeline this time next year. So I'm not sure you're thinking that big, but you know, if you start to convert a percentage of that, it's going to make a huge difference to this business.
Well, if we convert roughly 33% of the pipeline, we will be on target for everything that I said at the end of last year. So in relation to cash flow and profits of the business happening in 2024, I can't be sure that that will happen, but we are in a much stronger position than we were 12 months ago.
And just talk us around this, how you plan to leverage and actually grow the business by, you know, what is being worked in the background? You know, you talked about the North American rollout, the sales channels in place, but how do you plan to sort of grow this business?
Number one thing is to drive new orders. And that means we will be investing in additional sales staff and the support workers that provide services to enable sales staff to perform as efficiently as possible, which basically is demonstrations and consulting for delivery of the product. We are going to recruit several people this quarter, and we have got some lined up, and we've got some who we are actively endeavouring to recruit. So that will enable us to do the increased sales, and we should at the same time be working our partnership program. The partners, we signed, I think, 5 decent sized ones last year, and some of those are already performing, but it is important for us to make sure that every one of our partners performs. They understand what they're doing. They understand why they are a partner of ours, what their opportunity is by being a partner. And if they could all do one or two sales, then that would make a terrific difference to the order levels that we're looking for. And by the way, we are working with most of them most of the time. So it's not as though they're just sitting in the background doing nothing. Some of them won't be necessarily on immediate sales opportunities, but they will be for the longer term. And I hope that we'll be able to announce some sales and orders, which we have achieved through partnership in the first quarter. It would be nice for us to see some activity in the US market, where we've put some hard work and we are reinforcing that, because it is the biggest market for GRC in the world. It represents about 45%. And if we can get an increased foothold, we should win more and more business, rather like building a snowball. We've got about 12 customers in the States at the moment, most of whom are in the financial services sector, which is quite a good sector for us.
And I was going to ask you a question, Angus, about obviously this is risk management and the fact that we're in a position in 2024 and obviously in 2023 as well with heightened security problems, 2 wars in effectively Europe and the Middle East ongoing, Russian hack attacks going on, and also just many threats. And we've seen in the Red Sea and, you know, in the Suez Canal, a lot of issues as well now with the Houthi rebels. But are we living in times where demand for this software is at what you know, at an all-time high, would you say?
I think it would be fair to say that every organization has a responsibility to look after their data, because it's their reputation. And you can see companies which has lost data and they are about to be hammered with lawsuits. I mean, these are quasi companies. And therefore, being on top of this and being aware and putting actions in place to manage those risks are important. We are not providing the security software. We're managing the risk. So other companies which would come alongside us to provide other activities which manage the risk.
So Angus, if you were to be a visionary in terms of where you think the business will come from, so if we're sitting here in a year's time, do you expect that you will have completed more business in the UK than in the US, or vice versa?
I think we will still have a bigger market in the UK, the US, mostly because it takes so long to get contracts over the line. And some of the contracts with, as an example, government departments, we've been at it for more than 12 months, and they tend to be a bit of a seasonal buyer, and therefore it probably will take us a further 12 months to win it. But similarly, in the States, we have been pitching to organisations in the States for more than a year, and they're still interested, they still want it, but actually getting the necessary support from several divisions within a business is hard, and they've got to focus on it. And we are, I mean, we'd have to admit, we're a relatively small player, and we are from Britain, which is potentially seen as a risk by US businesses. But we've got an increasing number of installations in the States, and each one, every time we win one, it makes it that bit easier. And our US partners will be that bit more confident.
Yeah, a bit like a snowball. When things start to happen, then it's much easier to get the next ones.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
So, yeah, very good. Well, I mean, congratulations. If you look back to a couple months ago, you must be very, very happy with the RNS that you just put out, both from the overall point of view and obviously yet another contract win today, which we haven't talked about. So,
It's a small contract, and but it's much bigger than the ones we've been losing. So I think that this is worth 105,000. It could be worth 155,000 or something like that. But I am pleased. There's an awful lot further to go. The opportunity is enormous, and we've got to really knuckle down, focus on actually creating and building this business. And we are doing that every day, but there's no point in taking a foot off the accelerator. And thank you very much for making us one of your 12 picks of 2024.
Yeah, now the share price needs to do the talking. The scenario is now you're a company now that is going to be cash flow positive very shortly. You're going to be profitable by the end of the year, as we've discussed last year and this year. And you probably don't need to come back to the market for any money. I accept your chairman hat that says, you know, you never know, but ultimately it's looking much more positive, especially with the information that you've garnered as though that you were paid quite a bit of one of the contracts up front. So yeah, we wish you yourself and obviously Kerry, his mother, operational side of what's going on, the great luck. And yes, let's hope some of the Yanks decide they're going to take big contracts.
As Gary Player said, it's odd, the harder I practice, the luckier I get. That, I think he's absolutely right.
Indeed.
So on that note, we'll say Angus Forrest, Executive Chairman of Acuity RM Group, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Angus.
Back again, giving you more good news in the not too distant future. Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.